Welcome to Satisfied, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley Pardo. I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, business coach, and former private chef. Satisfied is all about finding fulfillment, confidence, and peace in your body, business, mental health, relationships, and life. If you're an introspective, deep, and sensitive woman, Satisfied is for you. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's get into the show. Hello, my friends, and thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, I have been having a lot of conversations lately around authenticity. I've been sharing a lot about it on Instagram, and it is definitely something that matters a lot. And the reason that I share about it is because it has a lot to do with our relationship with food, and it has a lot to do with our relationship with ourselves, obviously. I have been on my own authenticity journey for my whole life, but I feel like definitely over the past like 5 years, I have learned so much because sharing parts of myself, including, we're getting right to it in this episode today, but sharing parts of myself, including my sexuality, my divorce, me learning to speak up and set boundaries, has not always been comfortable for the people in my life. And I've had to navigate all of those things. And it, even though it has been uncomfortable, it, one, has made me better. And two, I've survived it. And I think that, and it's made me better because I went through it and saw like, oh, if I stand up for myself and I live my life, then I am in more, I'm more in alignment with myself. I'm in more integrity with myself. And that strengthens you. I think that, you know, coming from a family of immigrants is something that, you know, should be paid attention to here, because you're kind of taught to stay in line and to do what you're told and to follow a certain path. And, you know, your parents did everything for you and you should listen to that. And of course, like, there is a certain level of respect that you show your elders and everything. And of course, you want to maintain relationships as best you can if it's healthy for you. But at the same time, it's like, what is the choice here? What is the, like, is the choice between, the choice is between self-abandoning or not? And if you self-abandon, you prioritize the you prioritize your discomfort over the discomfort of others, because you can't handle the discomfort of others. That is too much, and that's normal. And I have learned that that's not being in integrity with myself. And what I do now is I'm okay with others being uncomfortable with me, and because that means that I'm not uncomfortable with myself. And because you know you feel that, you know you feel that when you go to bed at night, you know it just like tugs at you. And I think that this is hard. I think that this is a journey of a lifetime, and it is definitely brave to sort of take this path. I don't think that everybody is authentic by any means. I think that many of us just kind of walk around being who we think other people want us to be. And the thing is, it doesn't feel good. And that's why sometimes we have just an interesting relationship with food, or even relationships with others, because that's how it manifests. It's like, oh, I'm uncomfortable here. I'm not in integrity. And that this is going to show up in this way. And that is so common. And all of that is why I, you know, so passionate about talking about this. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about three ways that you can become more authentic. Before that, I am going to be opening up soon next week spots for one-on-one nutrition and business coaching. I have been, friends, I'm not going to lie, I've been tired. It's just, there's been so much happening, and I have had to sort of just give myself a little bit of, obviously, like, things are still running. GlowFit started, that is happening. But I have just been sort of like laying a little bit low because of the trip that I took, getting over the jet lag, and then the launch of GlowFit, and then I had Kim in town. It was just a lot. So over this past week, I've been obviously doing all of my normal stuff, but I had not been promoting those spots. But stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking about them this coming week, and I can't wait to do that. Otherwise, things are good right now. Like, I haven't done like a life update in a while. I obviously share my life with you all to, you know, a certain degree as much as I can through the phone and stuff like that. And I feel like right now things are just settled. And even when Kim was here, she was like, wow, like, your life is so calm. Obviously, I live with my mom, and it feels really good to still be doing that after losing my dad. And, you know, I think that I did not feel calm for a long time. I just felt out of integrity. I felt with myself, I felt that I couldn't be my authentic self, you know, just because of the environment that I was in. Even though I did feel like I was being my authentic self at the time, but it manifested in these ways of just like not feeling great or feeling like confused or whatever it is. I kind of talked about that in last week's episode. And I will talk about that more eventually. But Kim was just commenting like, wow, your life is like so calm and chill. And one of my friends jokes that like my mom's house, because my mom is very, she keeps things orderly and clean. She's very much like about sense and the house is like very pretty and all of that, and she's like, oh my god, that's like the most serene environment is that house. And that's how I kind of feel, like that everything is how is worked out how it's meant to have worked out. And it feels like for a long time things were, for many years actually, things were like, even though I was happy for many moments, things were kind of like shaken up in a snow globe. And I feel like now, obviously losing my dad was not ideal, but it's also what happened. And these are, you know, acceptance is the number one key to happiness, I think. After all of that, even losing him was, you know, something that allowed us to sort of like move on with everything. Not that you ever move on from grief, but sort of like, I didn't realize that we would go here in this episode, but just sort of like bearing us of, you know, what the final stage of ALS would have looked like for him. And we're able to sort of like continue moving in a reality without him, which, again, grief continues to be so complex for me. So that will always be there. But like everything else is settled. Everything else feels good and is honestly really amazing. I feel great with my business stuff. There's a lot of stuff coming up. I feel like if you are somebody, and I was actually talking to a friend this morning about this, like if you feel like you ever have to take, if you're a business owner, if you feel like you ever have to take a step back from your business, and sort of like reevaluate things, like that is okay to do sometimes. Obviously you keep things running if it's your business, but like sometimes those periods where you're just like introspective is okay, even if you don't have a business, even if it's just like you needing to retreat a little bit and go into hermit mode, like, and just talk to people who you really want to talk to, like that is okay. And I will talk more about the specifics of this soon. But I just feel like things are settled. I've been enjoying talking about other things on Instagram and sharing about all of these different things like relationships and codependency and dating, culty stuff, online business, all of those things. And I feel like it's all settled and it's all great. Let's get into these authenticity tips before I just continue talking about, you know, obviously that's fun too. But three things that I think have helped me become more authentic. The number one thing is going to be your environment. So making sure to the best of your ability to surround yourself with people who love and accept you unconditionally. And that could be your friends. If you are constantly in an environment where you're being told that you are wrong, that the way that you are, that you should be different, people are don't like you or whatever it is, like that, you will believe it. And that will be very, sorry, I just got this new iPhone and it's not as easy to silence. But like that will be the way that you think. Like over time, you sort of end up, like I said, believing those things. And you're like, wait, should I be different? Should I be a way that I'm not? And I think for anybody that listens to this podcast, like you might be sensitive, introspective, deep person like me, be introverted. I'm not sure if I said that just now. That's not necessarily like what is celebrated in society. Like what is celebrated is extroversion and loudness and being entertaining and stuff like that. And like, I am not like that. And like, I'm pretty quiet and to myself when it comes to those things. And it, again, is not always celebrated. And it's just, you know, can be a little bit tough sometimes to truly be yourself when you're in environments that don't celebrate that. So surround yourself with people who get you, who are like you. And I promise they are out there. I promise there is nothing more healing to me than being around people that love and accept me for exactly who I am. That is so much of my happiness and my comfort within myself. Of course, like we source it internally, but it also comes in relationship. It comes like that adds another layer. I do think that healing isn't fully a solo act. It can't be. Like we are social individuals at our core. And it can go in either direction. Like you can either hate yourself more by being around people who don't accept you, especially if those are the people closest to you, just leaving that there. And you can also fully accept yourself even more at like, you know, level 2, 3, 4, 5 and beyond. If you are in proximity to people who say, I see you, I love you, the way that you are is great. Of course, like nobody's perfect. But that is healing. Like I have a lot of really close friends. I would say I have like 4 that are like sort of like my little council of people that I go to that I share everything with, and like my relationship with them and having them reflect things back to me is like that acceptance and that love is everything. I've been talking about this more with dating, that like the more that you like in dating, I think sometimes we're scared to like say the thing or bring things up or say our feelings, especially at the beginning. But like we have to remember that the person that you're looking for also wants the things that you want too, right? Like that's why they'll be your person. So you can't scare off the right person, which is more incentive to be yourself. That's inherently painful too, because then it might mean it's risky, because then you might lose something, but you lose something for the chance of getting something better. And that is what we want. So I will talk more about that eventually, but being around other people is key. At the same time, having time alone and truly having time where you are not listening to podcasts, where you're not listening to music, you are just spending time with yourself. And I recommend maybe having a ritual that you do that sort of signals that it's alone time or meditating time or whatever it is. Like for me, it's walking and being in front of my red light. Running sometimes, but running, I do listen to music, even though I have a lot of amazing insights while I run. But I think that having that time alone is essential, because otherwise, like, how are you going to hear your own thoughts? How are you going to know who you are if you don't spend time alone? And I think that this is what many of us are scared of sometimes, because we do so many things to avoid listening to our thoughts. Like our mind should be our home. And we do so many things to run from it. And trust me, I get this. Like, I am very prone to dissociation. Like, that's why I talk about all of this stuff, because I'm like, this is what my mind does. Okay. But I have had to work at knowing myself and getting closer to myself and being witness to my thoughts, being alone with my thoughts. And what happens is that you're like, this is actually peaceful. I actually like myself a lot. And I think that once you sort of push through that barrier, like, wow, like, this is actually the most peaceful place to be, is within myself. And like, that should really be your home. And obviously it's harder if you're going through like uncomfortable feelings, but even then you expose yourself to those things. And then you're like, oh my gosh, this is like not as bad as I thought it would be. And now I know myself even more, and now I feel even stronger. So intentionally have practices where you are alone with yourself, where you can just breathe and ground and stay present. And that will be incredibly impactful for you. I think even in the context of relationships, because we're talking about being more authentic, which happens through relationships, right? Like, you're not just like in a box, like listening to yourself. This is like in relation to other people and the world. I think too that having periods of aloneness gets you closer to your authentic self. Of like, if you have the chance to, if you like find yourself single or you have a breakup or whatever, like that can be one of the most transformative times. I can assure you that the people who are scared to be alone, and this might be you, and I'm sorry if this hurts your feelings, but like, this used to be me. Like, you do not actually know who you are if you've always been with somebody, unless you have done intentional healing work alongside somebody and there's no codependency, there's differentiation. I like the book Passionate Marriage for Differentiation, which is essentially like the opposite of codependency. I will talk about more about codependency soon. Do some podcasts on it, but like, having periods of time, like, for example, I had a period of like 6 months, maybe 5 months. I talked about this on the dating podcast, where I didn't date anybody and I was just like fully alone, and I loved it. Like, that was one of the happiest moments or time of my life, where I was like, my dad was still here, I was working hard, I was really like enveloped by my friends and their support, and I will always look back at that time, you know, very fondly. And now I feel like because of that time, I know so much more about what I want. And most importantly, I'm not going to be with somebody out of fear, because that's what happens when we can't be alone, that we just like are with people out of fear because we can't be alone, not because we actually want to be with them. And also, you end up staying out of fear because you can't be alone. I know it's not easy, but these are the things that are essential for us to be our most authentic self. Next thing is to speak your truth. Practice speaking your truth, practice speaking your feelings, telling people how you feel. Obviously, you can, you know, do a prerequisite before you do that, in the sense of like, let's say you want to tell somebody something about how they hurt your feelings or whatever. So like, I'm basically saying like, don't stuff things down, and, you know, learn to speak that truth. And what's hard here is that, and this is a Gabor Mate thing, we choose attachment over authenticity. So we'd rather like stuff things down. And again, it's going to come up. It's going to come up eventually. It's going to bubble up. And this is why we have a complicated relationship with food, or in bad relationships or whatever, because it has to go somewhere, right? That energy. So as you prioritize authenticity over attachment, it's sort of like a clearing process for you to bring in the most authentic relationships, because you've spoken your truth. So I think a preface, not a prerequisite, is more so like, I always use Susie as the name. You all know, if you've been in my programs, it's always Susie that we're talking about. But like, hey, Susie, I want to bring something up to you. And I'm telling you this just because you mean so much to me. And, you know, I want to keep things clear between us. And do you have time to talk about something? And then, you know, lay your feelings out, say what you need to say. Obviously, make sure that person has space for it. But I think continuing to speak your truth, like, hey, that wasn't okay, or hey, this is what I need, or hey, that didn't make me feel a certain way. Like, this is when you will have to sort of lean into that discomfort and expose yourself to the discomfort and the risk of what that person's reaction might be, which you cannot control. You can only control how you react to their reaction. And yourself. And the more you continue to speak up and say things, the more practiced you will be at it, the better it will be, and the more authentic you will become, and the more you will see that the people that you do have attachments to, it's healthy attachment then, right? It's healthy when you can say what it is that you need to say to somebody and they still accept you and love you. It is so healing. And this is why I've gotten more into sharing about relationships and stuff, because I'm like, this is the other side of it, right? Like, I talk about food and the deeper aspects of food in relation to self, because that's what having a positive relationship with food is. It's having a positive relationship to self. Next level is having relationships with others and the health of that, right? Ooh, I know it's not, again, always an easy thing, but I promise I will talk more about it. I'm going to wrap this up right here because I've spoken way longer than I thought I would, but I appreciate you all listening. As always, I'm glad I was able to share some updates today. Stay tuned for all the stuff that I'm going to be sharing. I am going to be sharing like some macro tracking content, cooking content on Instagram now that I'm back in the kitchen and sort of ready to go with that. Some more business stuff is coming. I will be sharing more relationship stuff on TikTok starting soon. But I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. And if you ever have a topic that you want me to talk about or a question, just DM me at Ashley K. Pardo on Instagram. In the meantime, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day or night, wherever this finds you. I'm sending you a ton of love and I will talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to Satisfied. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram, where I post content every single day at Ashley K. Pardo. If you enjoyed the show, I'd super appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have a question that you want to be answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from and connecting with you, because you're the whole reason that I do the show. I hope that you find satisfaction wherever you are right now.